Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 972, for Saturday, October 19th, 2024. This is the BGG Pageviews edition. Well, after the heady heights of last week's list, hitting some, not quite all-time marks, but, you know, top twos and threes and fives all-time, we come down a little bit after the Essen performance. Down two spots to start us off at number 20, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,923 views. That is a decline of 675, or 3.8%, and is only 176 fewer than last week's number 20, so pretty stable here in this portion of the list. After an 8-position drop last week, bouncing back up 4 to 19, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,012, just 89 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 3.3%. Sliding back a spot to number 18, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 18,011, 999 more than Brass, and a decline of 7.7%. Re-entering the top 20 for the first time in about 4.5 years, at number 17 is Cloudspire by Adam and Josh Carlson, published by Chip Theory Games, with 18,201, 190 more than Terraforming Mars. Vaulting from 37 up to 16, Bomb Busters, by Hisashi Hayashi, published by Cocktail Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 18,987, about 800 more than Cloudspire, and a 39% gain. Climbing not quite as far, but still an impressive 18 positions up to number 15, Far Away, by Johannes Guppy and Corentin Lebrat, published by Pandasaurus Games, with 19,149. 162 more than Bomb Busters, and a gain of 37%. Sliding back two spots to number 14, Black Forest by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, with 20,201. About 1,000 more than Far Away, and a decline of 21%, and yet it only sinks 2 positions. So now we're starting to see that even though the difference between the number 20 games from last week and this week is under 200, there's some larger variation as we approach the top 10. Re-entering at number 13, Ironwood by Mael Brunet and Julien Chaput, published by Mind Clash Games, with 20,212, 11 more than Black Forest and more than double what it had last week. Moving back up 3 to number 12 to hold down that spot for the third time in the last 4 weeks, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,157, about 950 more than Ironwood, and a gain of just 1%. Entering at number 11, Dead Cells by Antoine Boza, Corentin Lebrat, Ludovic Montblanc, and Théo Rivière, published by Scorpion Maski, with 22,064, about 900 more than Arc Nova. The subtitle of Dead Cells is The Rogue Light Board Game. It's not really a subtitle, though, is it? There is just one new entry in the top 10, the fewest we have seen since December 18th of 2021, almost 3 years ago. The one game falling out was last week's number 10, falling out of the top 100, Babylon. Number 10, Galileo Galilei by Tomasz Holek, published by Pink Troubadour, with 23,982, about 1,900 more than Dead Cells. That's a decline of 14%, nearly 4,000 views off of where it was last week, but it still inches up one spot because The number 10 has 5,200 views fewer than last week. The setting of Galileo, Galilei, of course, named after the famed astronomer, and the setting is astronomers making observations. There are, quote, 5 actions. You are able to evolve these actions. You collect cards and lenses, unquote. Number 9, Compile, by Michael Yang, published by Greater Than Games, with 25,456. About 1,500 more than Galileo, a decline of 51%, so a little more than half what it had last week at number 3, a 6-position drop. Number 8, Saltfjord, by Christian A. Ostby and Eilif Svensson, published by Aporta Games, with 25,864, about 400 more than Compile, a decline of 16%, nearly 5,000 views. It's a bigger decline than Galileo had, but it also moves up one position. Number 7, Endeavor, Deep Sea, by Carl DeVisser and Jarrett Gray, published by Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild, with 26,879, just over 1,000 more than Saltfjord, and a 19% decline, more than 6,000 fewer than it had last week, bigger drops than either Saltfjord or Galileo, but it also moves up one position. Number 6, Civolution, by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 28,044, about 1,200 more than Endeavor, and a pretty big decline of 41%, it does not move up a spot. It falls back to just 2 positions, though, to where it was 2 weeks ago at number 6. But that mark of 28,000 last week would not have been enough to be in the top 10. This week is good enough for number 6. Number 5, Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 33,975, about 6,000 more than Civolution, a decline of just 2%, less than 700 views off of what it was last week, and so it is rewarded with a 2-position climb, back up into the top 5. Number 4, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 42,050, 8,000 more than Andromeda's Edge. A heftier decline, though, down 8% or 3,600 views from last week, but as part of a recurring theme, moving up one position after 2 weeks at number 5. Number 3, Unconscious Mind, by Yoma, Antonio Zax, and Laskus, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 55,141, 13,000 more than ARCS, a 30% gain as it goes from number 8 2 weeks ago to number 6 last week, and now up to number 3. That mark of 55,000 plus is number 157 on the most views list. Okay, not in itself very impressive, but it is the 3rd most views we have ever had for a number 3, and the most since March of 2023, when Frosthaven had nearly 58,000. Number 2, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 70,154, 15,000 more than Unconscious Mind, a 13% gain as it holds on to number 2, but isn't quite able to get to number 1. That mark, though, is good enough for number 87 on the most views of all time list, and is the 6th most we have ever seen for a number 2 game, and the most we have seen since February of 2018, 6.5 years ago, when Rising Sun had about 71,000. Number 1, Duel for Middle-Earth, by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 72,390, just 2,200 more than SETI, That's about, SETI has about 97% of Duol for Middle-earth's total. It's about a 9% decline for the Lord of the Rings game, off about 7,000 views from last week, although still good enough for number 74 on the most views of all time list, as it repeats at number 1 for the second week in a row, and the third time overall. For Saturday, October 19th, 2024.